Lowe'sTireCenter.com today.
On the books across some states, actually targeting kids of immigrants. Great, fair or foul? Speaking of fair or foul, the JetBlue nutty flight attendant pleads guilty, will not do any prison time, but has to make amends. I'll explain. You can decide whether or not that was the right call. And also, there was an interesting article that we're going to talk about because we've been talking forever and a day as to how our soldiers do it in Afghanistan with these crazy rules of engagement. And finally, some other people are really starting to blow this story up. The Washington Examiner did a good job on that. In fact, if you go to AmericaTonight.net, I posted a little link to it and talked about it myself. So we're going to dive into that as well here on ATN. By the way, let me introduce myself. If you've never heard the show, my name is Kate Delaney. We do zig and zag all over the place. It's kind of like we're having this conversation on a roller coaster. Have you ever had a conversation on a roller coaster? You think you're okay, and you're in this large flume. If it's on fire, then I hope you're getting off of it. But if you're on the flume part of it, you know how it's going up, and then kind of the people behind you and next you are talking to you, and your conversations are sort of ragged. They're all over the place. That's kind of like this show. And I take pride in that, since I am so sure that all of us have some form of ADD. So let's dive right to the meat of the matter. First thing that I mentioned, and we're talking about illegal immigrants, by the way, we know that the numbers are down according to the Department of Homeland Security, but now there's at least 14 states that say we don't want the burden any longer. We want some laws. So that's what's happening. These states, like Arizona, are drafting legislation through the help or with the help of some constitutional scholars to change the 14th Amendment and deny automatic citizenship. Thus, remember the term anchor babies, trying to get rid of the anchor babies. But is this a mistake to blow up the 14th Amendment, as it were, or is it the right thing to do? That's why it's a perfect fair or foul. There have been other measures introduced into various state legislators, in front of various state legislators, that have failed miserably. Now, this time, there is a serious push to make this happen in places like Arizona. So here's the thing. It's the wording. It's the guaranteeing citizenship to people born in the U.S. who are, quote, subject to jurisdiction of the country. And it doesn't apply to the children of illegal immigrants because why? The families don't owe sole allegiance to the U.S. So that was one thing that happened that tripped up the Arizona deal. But Arizona is certainly not the only one. As I said, there are 14 other states. They do not stand alone in this. Constitutional changes require two-thirds of the majorities in both chambers of Congress, by the way, and which would now be an impossibility if we're talking about the federal level, because Democrats have the majority in both houses. And most would oppose this. In fact, I would venture to say 98%. So even if the Republicans gain the power of both chambers and legislation's passed, they would still need an amendment to be ratified by three-fourths of the states. And would they be able to get that? That would be the key. And some of the talk surrounding the 14th Amendment includes the fact that it is an incentive deal for other people to come across the border and violate the laws. In fact, Congressman Daryl Metcalf, who is actually the founder of a national, not state legislators, a national group of legislators who are very critical of the illegal situation in this country. So he threw a big old news conference in Harrisburg on this endeavor to try to make this happen, saying that it, we could get tripped up because of the language of the 14th Amendment, and it could lead us into the courtrooms again. And what will we be talking about? Constitutionality of the law and going back to the birthright citizenship to children of illegal immigrants. But is it a distortion? Is it a twisting of the 14th Amendment? Now, who are the other states that are taking it, not just from the state conversation, but further to actually the national conversation? Pennsylvania, obviously, I just mentioned, Alabama, Delaware, Idaho, Indiana, Michigan, Mississippi, Montana, Nebraska, New Hampshire, Oklahoma, Texas, and Utah. In the case of tougher laws against illegal immigration in any form, those are the usual suspects. And we know what happened in Arizona with the law that would have required police enforcing other laws to question people about their immigration status. That went into court. So this is surely going to bounce to the higher courts. We know there's been a conversation about this. I mean, what do you really think about the premise of denying citizenship to the kids of illegal immigrants? Is it a good thing? I mean, should the automatic birthright citizenship be thrown out the window because it's too much of an incentive to come to the United States? Or should the U.S. ensure that things stay as they are for anybody who's born within our border, on our soil? Should we keep it the same? Is it a good idea? I'll tell you what, I've seen a bunch of polls on this, and most of the polls, and even in some of your more left-leaning publications, point to the side of denying the automatic birthright, saying, no, can't do it, shouldn't do it. And others say it's a slippery, slippery slope. All right, speaking of a slippery slope, we're going to talk about this, too, on the flip side. Plus, we're going to let you hear what Senator John McCain, Republican from Arizona, his thoughts on Obama and the GOP in light of this recent poll, and also what's going on with the Tea Party. But we're diving as far as fair or foul is concerned, into this assertion that now this judge has reaffirmed the ruling allowing gays into the military. But what's happened is with the recruiting on college campuses, for example, the recruiters were told, take them if they're gay. Somebody told me today that was the exact quote. Take them if they're gay. We'll take them if we can get them. That says something, doesn't it? So the government has these concerns about military readiness. But where are the interests in this thing? What about constitutional rights? What about don't ask, don't tell? Unconstitutional or not? That's going up to the Supremes. We already know that. Done deal. Coming up next, the president, how John McCain feels about Obama and the GOP challenge coming up November 2nd, just 2 weeks away. Hang with us.
Now you can foster hope, enhance well-being, and heal your mind, body, and spirit on WebTalkRadio.net. On the Hope, Healing, and Well-Being Show, you'll learn new self-care practices and how to live every day to the fullest. Our guests include holistic physicians, best-selling authors, and inspiring individuals whose fascinating stories will help you find meaning within your own life. Tune in to the Hope, Healing, and Well-Being Show on WebTalkRadio.net.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
Tonight, we're talking about November 2nd and the crush that I think we're going to see in these midterm elections. Numbers that we have never seen before. Senator John McCain, the Republican from Arizona, who lost in his presidential bid to Barack Obama, talked about the prez and the Republican push.
The fact is that this president has not reached out not one time on any major issue to Republicans. I hope that he will. We look forward to problem solving with him. But we really need to respond to the anger and the frustration that the American people feel today.
Yeah, there's no doubt that there's anger and frustration. So what about the Tea Party, Senator McCain?
Earmarking and pork barreling is a corruption, and the Tea Parties are exactly right. They're exactly right. We've got to stop it.
All right, you heard him. You got to stop it. And I think that's how most people feel. They want a big, fat change because they're tired of the same old, same old. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Kate. You have a way of hitting my hot buttons. I have to confess, I'm coming out of the closet. I am a male lesbian. I love women. I now have it out on the table, so there's that. Okay, now, as far as the squirrel, McCain... no comment. He's an idiot. You know, I'd be glad if he had lost his senatorship and we could have been rid of the damn Democrat once and for all. Okay, now, to get to Afghanistan, where our boys are bravely fighting and our women as well, and the gays, too. I don't care anything about that. So the more the merrier. That war isn't worth the life or the limbs of one single human being. Karzai is trying to play let's make a deal.
That's right.
It's on American lives. I was like you with your first idea. Turned into a glass from Iraq all the way to Afghanistan to Iran. Get rid of the whole damn slum, bunch of crumbs. Okay?
I agree. And so you heard what I said, that
I read
the story from the Examiner that
Absolutely.
The rules of engagement are ridiculous. It's too
Absolutely.
Dangerous.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Last but not least, you spent time in Spain, did you not?
Yeah.
Okay. If you had a child there, would your child have been Spanish?
No.
Okay. Same thing. I don't care if you're from Mexico, if you're from France, or you're from Canada. You are a Mexican, you are a Frenchman, you are a Canadian. You do not have American citizenship, neither does your child. Get the hell out.
Ooh, I love it. Hardcore this time from Mr. Dan in Texas. Thanks, Dan. He says, forget about Afghanistan, because I was talking about the fact that now I'm reading a story about the rules of engagement and how ridiculous it is. We've talked about that a long time. We had Jeff Atticott on many, many months, probably 8 months ago, maybe even before that, to talk about that very thing, that he thought the worst thing happening in his conversations and when he was overseas and when he was in the Middle East was the fact that we've got troops who don't know, one, what the end game is anyway, and the whole idea of the rules of engagement as they're getting blown up because they're afraid to, not afraid, but they're told not to engage with the Taliban. So the Taliban ends up getting stronger, even if they're smaller numbers. So it's much more difficult and extremely dangerous for the people that we have fighting this so-called war. That's the problem. And then Dan adds the little kick at the end about Karzai. Of course, all the corruption and the nepotism, that's beyond belief. It's one thing if it's nepotism and it's in the right direction. If it's nepotism and it's in the wrong direction and they're just lining their pockets, what are we doing? What are we doing? And then it's always, we should have been here. Well, we shouldn't have been in Iraq. We should have been in Afghanistan. Oh, no, we shouldn't have been in Afghanistan. We should have been in Pakistan. What about Saudi Arabia? Oh, no. We're friendly with the Saudis. Uh-uh. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Hi. I'm kind of nervous. I've never been on the radio before.
You're so funny.
So,
right.
You know, if we could have, like, maybe some leadership out there just articulate, you know, something like if a Mexican mother and father come across the border and they had the little baby in Laredo, Texas, we don't believe that a baby should be separated from their mother and father. So when the Mexican mother and father go back to Mexico, they can take their baby with them.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be an American citizen, but, you know, you can't leave it over here because you two came over here illegally and you are all going back. See, if you could change, I mean, if these people were really interested in stopping illegal immigration, they'd be talking about the fence. Very simple thing, you know, put a fence up. It's been done. It was done by the Chinese, like, you know, 10,000 years ago. I don't know when. Right?
The wall, yeah.
So, but they're just trying to throw something out there to make people believe that they want to stop illegal immigration. It's not going to stop anything. But we already got millions of people coming across the border. They don't care if they're citizens or not. They don't even want to become citizens. They just want to get over here, and we're not putting them back. Obama, matter of fact, will take you to court if you try to take them back. So that's one reason why there's going to be millions of people going to the polls in a couple of weeks, and they're going to just throw these Democrats out because, you know, no one wants to talk about defense, the border, visas. They come up with this crazy thing. Well, let me see. If we make it so that the baby, when it's born, is not a citizen, that'll change everything. I don't think so. I read that article that you were talking about, the rules on engagement. One of the things were that a base had to take down its guard towers because the Muslim civilians said it was violating their privacy. Okay? Apparently the Taliban coming in and cutting their heads off doesn't bother their privacy.
Exactly my point, yeah.
And another thing was if somebody shoots at you, then drops their gun, you're not allowed to shoot back.
Mm-hmm. And that's ridiculous because you're going to get shot. You're going to be killed.
Yeah, sooner or later, they're going to hit you.
Yes.
You know? I mean, and these guys are getting paid. The Taliban goes and they find, you know, 20, and they give them AK-47s and they give them, you know, a week's wage, which is probably $5. And they get, just shoot the Americans, and after you finish, you know, with the magazine, just drop it. You stand out in the open, and they can't shoot at you.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. I don't understand what you want from these young guys. It's mostly young guys on the front lines, let's face it. They're dying for what? What are they dying for?
What are we building? Like, what have we built in Iraq where the fighting has really died down? We have built another Muslim nation that considers us infidels. And is that what we're going to do again in Afghanistan? Build up a country that still considers us infidels. Mm-hmm. We cannot go over there and build a Baptist church and preach about Jesus. Huh?
So, exactly. You know. Exactly. Hey, you made all the points. You're absolutely right. You know what, Tomas? We are in total agreement. Thank you for the call. We're up against it, my friend. But, yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. My blood was so boiling when I read this stuff because it's all what we've talked about. And the quotes from some of the, you know, the young people on the front line saying, I'm sick of trying to cover up what's really going on over here. They won't let us do our job. I don't care if they try to kick me out for what I'm saying. War is war. This is no war. I don't know what it is. I don't think the military leaders, the president or anyone really cares about what we're going through. That's how these troops feel, that nobody gives a crap about them. Not their families, not any of that. But that the government doesn't care. That the Pentagon doesn't care. That the president doesn't care. Remember, Petraeus took over in June. And when he took over, he said he was talking about a big change for the rules of engaging enemy fighters in Afghanistan. Well, they haven't done that yet. Let's see. June, July, August, September, October. It's the rules of a procrastination and doing the same old thing. What it is they're trying to appease President Hamid Karzai because what's the objective there? We don't want any Afghanistan civilian casualties. Hang with us. Bringing it back on the flip side.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio? G C N, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MaineMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. Fires are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. JCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
The runways for a second here. Remember the JetBlue flight attendant? Can you see yourself sitting in a plane that's landing and all of a sudden you hear this foul language? I mean, just boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom. Only it's not beeped out. It just keeps going and you hear it very loudly, because it's on the PA system, and it's the flight attendant. And then suddenly, the flight attendant decides to open the chute. You know, the chute that you go down, just slide down off the plane in case of an emergency, with a couple of beers in his hand. So it's kind of like the telephone game. The people closer to Steven Slater could see what was happening. The people that were further up couldn't see what he was doing, but they could hear him on the PA system after a scuffle with a nasty, what was being described as a nasty passenger. He decided he had enough, and he became kind of a hero, kind of a folk hero in a way, for being one of those take this job and shove it kind of guys. telling for JetBlue after all those years, forget it, I'm out of here. But you just can't do that. So here's the thing. You make a dramatic emergency slide exit from a plane and you're part of the team, they're going to take you to court criminally. So he pleaded guilty to criminal mischief charges as part of a deal to avoid jail time. Now, here's the other side of the story you don't know. So he appears in court, in mental health court, and he's going to have to now, under the plea deal, undergo a year of counseling and substance abuse treatment. He's also going to have to pay $10,000 in restitution, basically to fix the slide. But he's got a big-time Hollywood agent, and he's really close to a television deal. So he had to play nice, and he did play nice, because why wouldn't he? So he'll go to counseling. He'll already fit in Hollywood, even if it's a reality show, because everybody goes to a head shrinker. So now he'll just fit in with that crowd. That's how that ended, the JetBlue deal. There's another strange thing that happened that I think some of you can relate to. If you've ever been driving when it's dark, coming back from, for me, would be coming back from the Jersey Shore, and there's a shortcut we would take called the Deer Woods. Get it? Deer and woods. Well, that means that you might see a deer or two. Sometimes the deer would jump in front of your car. But I've never, ever seen a deer get in front of a jet. That's exactly what happened on a runway during a landing. The jet plowed into a deer. I mean, what are you going to do? A U.S. Airways jet smashed the deer, and it ended up shutting down the runway for almost an hour afterwards. And this was in North Carolina at the Charlotte Airport. You've ever been there? It's a quaint little airport, but lots of planes fly in and out of there. There's a lot of traffic, actually, out of Charlotte. So one of the deer, and I guess it was a herd of deer. I didn't even realize that. One of the deer was entangled in the landing gear. There was no injuries on the 737, so a big, pretty decent-sized plane that landed from Miami and was taxiing to the gate last week at about 7:15 on Friday. But the whole herd of deer... The pilot told the air traffic controllers that it looked like a bunch of them, and he didn't know how many they hit. So there was another flight that had been cleared to land behind the Miami flight. They were told to cancel their approach and climb 4,000 feet. The deer just got on the runway. It was one of those weird things. Now, most major airports have animal control departments. They keep rabbits and geese, and especially geese. We know that's a big deal. Talk to any New Yorker about that out of LaGuardia. Deer are a problem, too, and there's other animals that would get in the way on the runways. But, you know, animals can be unpredictable, and they could sprint across, especially in Charlotte. Having flown there several times, they could come out of – they have kind of a wooded area by there. I could see how that could happen. And there have been other occurrences that have been much more severe, like a U.S. Airways flight from New York to Charlotte that hit geese. Remember that? Lost power in both engines and then glided to a landing in the Hudson River. We all know that flight, don't we? The miracle on the Hudson. Forever and a day, I think people remember Sully Sullenberg, the captain of that flight. He became a hero afterwards. All right, let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
How you doing, gorgeous?
Have you ever hit a deer?
What happened here recently in a town just a little bit north here, it happened over the weekend, somebody hit a horse.
Oh, did the horse die?
Unfortunately, both the driver and the horse, yeah.
Oh, the driver and the horse, wow.
Yeah, and well, the police investigated, and they said because there was no speed involved, no booze, whatever. It was a dark horse. It was a black horse.
Mm.
And the person didn't see it, so unfortunately, the horse died on impact. I mean, in a way, it was lucky because, you know, I guess.
Yeah, because it wasn't injured and then had to be euthanized.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so unfortunately, it did happen. But I have a couple of buds who are avid hunters, and they tell me the rules that they can and they can't do about, you know, with hunting, what they can you know, what they can kill, what they can't, and stuff like that. And in a way, I find it fascinating, but at the same time, it's like, what do you do when you have animal rights activists, you know? So they basically, so one time they were in a small town that was about as big as your car.
Mm-hmm.
And animal rights activists said, you know, how dare you kill animals, blah, blah. So the mayor of the town said, if it wasn't for the hunters, we wouldn't have a town. So an animal rights activist said, well, try and find some other industry. So the mayor just basically told them to get lost.
Well, yeah. I mean, see, it's different in every single, it's different in every place, whether
right.
you're in Canada, deep in the woods, in
right.
a tiny, tiny, small town,
right.
whether you're hunting in Texas, the rules and the regs are different every single place, and how many you can get, the permits, the whole thing.
Right, right. Actually, I did call you, I was watching the news tonight. They were talking about a race in Nevada. I don't know, her last name is Angle. Is she running for Senate or Congress?
Sharon Angle is, boy, that's a big race in Nevada against Harry Reid, the longtime
yeah.
senator, yeah.
Okay. She basically put down, she said the Canada-U.S. border because, you know, people were claiming that the terrorists from the 9/11 attacks, you know, originally started out in Canada. And she basically said, okay, without saying the fancy words that she used, that, you know, the Canadian-U.S. border is very lax.
Right.
And she also, from what I heard, insulted Muslims and a whole bunch of other people. So I'm saying to myself, lady, obviously you've never been here to Canada. You've never been at the border. I think this is the Canada-U.S. border is one of the most good, from what I've seen, you know, because I still go on day trips to Plattsburgh, and they don't hassle us after what happened, that I think it is one of the most, you know, one of the safest borders to cross. It's not like in the U.S. where, you know, it seems to be everybody is taking their lives into their own hands, you know, paying people to come, you know, paying people, or you've got the vigilantes from Texas and Arizona and wherever, you know, saying, okay, you know, whatever, you know what I'm trying to say.
Right.
So I'm thinking, lady, over a million Canadians go to Vegas, state of Nevada every year. I think she just basically either insulted us, or she just basically hurt tourism in Vegas, or she just shot herself in the foot for that election. That's the way I'm looking at it.
Really? You
yeah.
think that badly?
Yeah.
I understand the sensitivity from your point of view,
right.
but she's ahead of Harry Reid
right.
in the polls.
Okay, well, obviously. You know,
and the thought is she's going to topple him because people are tired of Harry Reid and the same old, same old. Because remember, what
right.
most people are going to focus on, Sam, thanks, because we're going to try to squeeze in Al also in Canada. They're going to focus on mostly what's happening in Nevada, the high unemployment and all that stuff, and she's got a great chance to upset him coming out of nowhere. Hey, Al.
Hi, Kate. Yeah, you're letting all these telephone terrorists from Canada enter your show. Kate, I hope that Sharon Angles, hangs a licking on Dirty Harry in Nevada. But she should get her facts straight. We don't send our Muslims down to the United States of America. We elect the mayor. The great city of Calgary, for the first time in North America, a major city in North America. I don't know whether I don't know about Mexico. I don't know whether there's any Muslim mayors in Mexico. But the city of Calgary. Have you ever been to Calgary?
I have been. It's beautiful.
Calgary, Alberta.
Yeah.
Calgary, Alberta. They elected a 38-year-old business prof who got a master's degree from Harvard. As their mayor of Calgary, he's a 38-year-old Muslim from Pakistan. I think originally from Pakistan. I think he was born in Toronto, and he was educated at Harvard, and he used the Internet. Harvard educated using the Internet. Does that sound familiar to you?
It does.
Sounds like Barack Hussein Obama, you know. This guy is – and you know what the weird thing about it, I was listening to an open line show from Calgary today, and they said that there was a bunch of people coming in that couldn't speak a word of English. How can you vote if you don't know one single word of English?
Yeah, that's a good question. How can you vote if, well, we could talk about Spanish in the United States, but no, when you go to the polls, English first, baby, so how do you get around that? Thanks, Al. Coming up on the flip side, we can count.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Time for another edition of We Can Count, topping all the action this time around. It's a very sad story. I hate to start on this kind of a note, but I wanted to talk about this for a second. In New York, police say a 77-year-old was beaten for comics, and the 77-year-old unfortunately died. What happened was somebody broke in, and it was this guy who lived alone, and he was hoping to sell a valuable comic book collection and leave the money to his family. So he was robbed in Rochester. He was roughed up and later died of a heart attack. He got his first comic book when he was six, and he was hoping to leave the sisters and nephews with whatever he made. It was valued, that whole collection, at about $40,000 to maybe $100,000, somewhere in between. So he lived in Medina, which is in rural western New York between Rochester and Buffalo. And he took several comic books to shops in Rochester. And that's how this happened. He just ran into the wrong person. He ran into the wrong person when he was shopping the comics around. So the thieves broke into the house, they hit him in the head, all that stuff, and he was treated at the hospital, he went home, he was interviewed by the police, they took the comic books, he died of the heart attack, and oh, just such a sad, sad story. What a way to go. You know, whoever the idiots are that are now charged with this murder, they shouldn't be free again. Are you kidding me? And they should be nailed for murder, but I doubt they're going to get that, but they'll get something because he was roughed up and then died afterwards. Sometimes now with the head injuries and everything, and his was ruled a heart attack, but that was part of it. However, once he left, you know, that whole thing of proving it and all that stuff. Bottom line is, though, it's just a terrible, terrible thing that these people duped him into. And I guess nobody will, in the end, make any money off of those comic books. Once again, Arizona being sued. How about these 11 Tucson teachers who are suing the state over new anti-Hispanic school laws, they say. 11 of them decided that they were going to go after the State Board of Education and the superintendent for what the teachers are calling anti-Hispanic ban that's looming on Mexican-American studies. And this suit is just another in a whole bunch of them over that controversial immigration law that's being challenged right now in court. So the state superintendent of public instruction, his name is Tom Horn, defended the new law, which goes into effect December 31st. He says, look, the law authorizes us to stop any ethnic studies classes that promote the overthrow of the United States government, that promote resentment toward a race or class of people, or advocate ethnic solidarity instead of treatment of pupils as individual. And Horn is saying he's going to seek the first ever ban in Tucson for its Raza Studies program, now called Mexican American Studies. Raza means the race, as we all know, right, in Spanish. So the law allows the state to withhold 10% of monthly aid, which would amount to about $3 million a month for the Tucson Unified School District. And like Horn is saying, he's objected to the Tucson program partly because the district uses the textbook. This is the textbook. Occupied America, A History of Chicanos by Rudolfo Acuna, a professor of Chicana studies at California State University at Northridge. And Horn says, listen, I object to the word of occupied. So this could get pretty dicey there in this lawsuit. The teachers say the law was enacted by the legislature of the state of Arizona and signed by Governor Jan Brewer as a result of racial bias and anti-Hispanic beliefs and sentiments. And there's a lot of push-pull, I think, over this one. All right, this is another sad story. I'm sorry, I hate to mix them all in here, but they fit into, unfortunately, we can count. It can't always be the lighter fare, after all. California police found the missing 3-year-old boy. Remember this story? He was the subject of one of those Amber Alerts, which they're so good. And I guess this is the good news. It's not necessarily sad. He was missing, and that's the bad part. But he was found safely, and that's the good news. He was missing for a day or so after he went to a wedding with his father. A man who heard about the missing boy found him in a car in a parking deck at about 10:40 in the evening on Sunday, according to the Pasadena police. And the good news is that he was asleep and he was in good shape. They found him and they're investigating and trying to figure out what happened. And lo and behold, they discovered the father had been arrested for public intoxication. So if you put the two and two together, what happened is he was so bombed, they picked him up, and the kid was in the car. So they might file charges against the father. So once again, that would be the sad part, I believe, of that story. Here's the lighter fare, I promise. You'll get a chuckle out of this, I think, anyway. How about this firm that plans a resort that's only going to be staffed by blondes? I mean, I'm not making this up. Exotic locations with those beautiful waters and, you know, you see the palapas, those little huts or kind of like umbrellas for the beach. They certainly pull the tourists in, but one firm called Ooh La La is saying that they're going to build a resort in Maldives that will employ blonde, I think it's Maldives, that will employ blonde women only. So they're going to have what they call a high-class blondes resort with hotel entertainment and spa centers on the island. Oh, man. And they're going to teach the women and the female guests as well to be perfect and look great, they say. Oh, this could be brutal. They're going to open the resort in 2 years, and it's getting a lot of attention. Of course it is. Either positive or attention from people who think it's outrageous. And they're not saying whether a person could dye their hair blonde to work at the resort, but it's certainly looking that way. Wow. I don't know what to say about that. Matt, are you a blondes only kind of guy?
Oh, no. I take all kinds.
I take all kinds.
I do not care. I'm not real strict on the guidelines. It's a wide open field for me.
I was going to say, maybe we could arrange to send you there to do a report for America Tonight. I guess we could still do that, but no brunettes will be there.
That's all right. I'll go to a brunette convention or something later.
It's just equal opportunity.
I am very equal opportunity.
I love it. Oh, I wonder if this resort will do well. I mean, they always say gentlemen prefer blondes, and blondes have more fun. And I mean, I can think of a million sayings about blondes. It could be a hit. I don't know. It could be a hit. If it keeps getting the publicity, and really, here's the thing. If it's affordable. If it's affordable, maybe. Because the Richie Rich, they don't go in for the kitsch like that. I don't think so. I think that they would, they would be better served if they kind of catered to the middle clientele, let's say. I don't know. What do I know about resorts and beautiful places, staffing with only the beautiful people? I can tell you about Iron Man 3. This was big news out of Los Angeles. Iron Man 3, which hasn't even started filming, is supposed to be in the theaters on May 3rd, 2013. Robert Downey Jr. and Gwyneth Paltrow will both be back as the billionaire Tony Stark and his love interest Pepper Potts for the third go-around. How about that? The first one was really, really good. The second was still pretty good, too. I don't know about three. You start to get into the three-peats. I'm calling it the three-peats and sometimes. But, you know, hey, look at Rocky. How many Rockies were there? Rocky 7, I think, all the way through 7. It was good through 3. 7, a little long in the tooth.
Yeah, baby.
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.